Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No.
Big Spoon!
Really? Who are you giving that to?
Big Spoon is a fern. What is
that?
Is that a bonsai tree?
No.
It's from my garden.
Oh!
Come on.
Dippy. How come you don't go out there gardening, Little Spoon Leroy?
Garden?
Yeah.
Garden. If I need vegetables, I go to the Publix and get them.
Homegrown is better.
Yeah, that's right. Listen to your Big Spoon.
Our kids are so good because they're homegrown.
Okay. All right. Just show me the pesto. I don't need to see the ingredients. So here's the deal. I think people don't understand the relationship of Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
Aren't they best friends?
Yeah. So here's how stuff starts.
Okay.
Okay. Every time I put this brace on, somebody is going to have to pay for it in the near future. That's Jarvis Landry.
Okay.
Odell Beckham replies.
Now, is this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see this because Odell Beckham blocked me on Twitter. He's very sensitive.
We waiting, slime ball. Keep that pain on you. We gonna hold it down.
Okay.
Now,
well, what's wrong
with
that?
I think that's just two dudes, you know.
Are people actually making this a thing?
Yes.
Who?
I got all kinds of tweets. Oh, your boys, they going at it. Trade Odell Beckham.
Because he called him slime ball? I'm pretty sure it's a term of endearment. It's like
when
you call
me. That's what they have.
It's like when you call me an idiot.
Oh, no, I mean idiot.
Odell Beckham Jr. once blocked me. The only thing I can go back to is I sent him a gif of George Costanza saying, "The jerk store called, they're running out of you." But I don't remember what the tweet was because he blocked me. So I don't know why. I just happened to know that he blocked me.
Why you got to be that guy, though?
Why?
Why you gotta be that guy?
I don't know what he was upset about.
Wait, you don't even know what it was about.
No.
And you said, oh my God.
I don't know. You know what? Maybe if I look it up on.
I don't think, you know
if
what?
If I look it up
you
on the tickets funny? Account, maybe I could find it.
I've never blocked anybody, and I don't block any. I've never been blocked.
Oh, I've been blocked.
Yeah, but I don't, like, I'm not, like, that. Look, as long as you're not ridiculous, you can be wrong, right? That's not grounds for, but then when you get ridiculous and out of hand, you know, then that's fine. Like we can disagree. I just hate people that take it, you know, overboard. But I've never had any of that.
I just think
you push buttons, so no wonder people dump you. Who else is
Who else has blocked me? I know. I mean, everybody's been blocked by Dan Gilbert. If you have any kind of Heat fan.
Oh, I didn't. Wait. Here's what I don't get.
He's a bum.
Here's the difference between me and you.
What?
Let me tell you guys the difference between me and Tobin. If I don't like somebody,
yep.
I don't care what they have to say. I'm not following them on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. I'm just not following you.
Yeah, that's not
you are of no concern to me. But Tobin thinks if I don't like this guy, I'm gonna get up in his mentions and cause havoc.
I definitely got a little bit too froggy back in my day. Like, I don't do this anymore. I'm a much more public figure. So I don't hose people down unless I really mean it. But I used to like at people back in the day, you know.
Troll people.
Yeah, I would troll people. You know, that's what Twitter was for. It was for good fun.
See, I don't know. I don't know how to troll. And I think because I don't like being trolled. Well, you don't count. Okay? Because a lot of times I catch you, but it's too late. And then you do the little grin, and then we all have a laugh, and we move on, right? But I don't like people that try to troll me on Twitter. That don't bother me.
Nobody's trolling you on Twitter.
There is nothing that anybody could say to me on Twitter or to my face that I haven't heard 10 times worse growing up in Louisiana.
Odell Beckham's definitely the weirdest guy who's blocked me. Because, I mean, you're getting mad at a George Costanza gif?
I think he blocked you because he didn't even know you. You see what I'm saying?
I didn't have a blue check mark when he blocked me. Like, I could see it if you had a blue check mark. You know, he's like, oh, really a verified guy. This is a quote-unquote professional.
Wait, so people care about that blue check mark?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people, like, they'll just put their mentions on to only see people with blue check marks. I didn't even have that back in the day when I was trolling Odell Beckham. But I wasn't even trolling him, like, seriously. It was a little throwaway line. I think really? It probably had something
but
to do.
But here, it's not for you to say, dude.
You can't
determine how somebody else is supposed to receive your information.
I know who's supposed to be. I know what's sensitive and what's not sensitive. And he's sensitive.
Really? Right. Even if it's towards the other person, he don't have a say-so in it?
I didn't block anybody. Do I block anybody?
You can't.
Who have I blocked? Okay, was this in settings and privacy? I wonder where you can see where you can block people. Mute and block. Blocked accounts. Let's see. I blocked Joe Flacco.
Wait a minute. You blocked Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
Dude, that...
Nah, really? He had it coming.
I blocked...
Of all of it, I don't even know what he sounds like when he talks.
Yeah,
and
I blocked,
you blocked him.
I blocked...
Problem.
I blocked PETA.
Oh, look, he's famous for check, please. He probably blocked you because you kept sending that meme to him, and then you say, well, you know what? I'm blocking your ass back.
Yeah, I blocked PETA.
That's how a Tobin interaction goes.
The animal group, dude?
Yeah.
For what? I'm just tired of their act.
I don't like them.
You can unfollow them or something.
Could it have something to do with you catching iguanas and eating crow?
No, I blocked them. It might have had something to do with the crow. Well, I probably didn't want to hear it from them with the crow thing, but no, I think I blocked them before that. I was just like, I don't want to hear it.
Chicken Lip Soman, did you block your second wife?
Yeah, I had to get her out of there. She didn't watch Love Island with me. And that's it. I mean, everybody else, they're just spam accounts.
Joe Flacco and PETA is where you draw the line.
Yeah, those are my two. Those are my blocked accounts.
Like,
really?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Wait, but why? My question is if you block PETA, you had at one point had to follow them, right?
Nope. You can block them even if you don't follow them. Like, Odell Beckham doesn't follow
but
me.
But it's just like, what? Why? I don't get any tweets from PETA.
Why would you block PETA? They're not actually mentioning you, are they?
Right.
I don't even want to see them on my timeline.
Do you understand?
That only happens when you actually follow
them. No, it's not true. Because they could speak.
Or you're following the trending.
Nope. They could do promoted account. They could do promoted tweets. They can make your timeline full of commercials. I don't even want enough of them. Enough.
I've never seen PETA come out of my timeline.
Like,
I have.
You blocked. That's like saying, you know what? I'm going to block Ed from accounting. I've never talked to him, but I just don't like him. I'm blocking him.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I block that guy right too. Ed sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what are we doing?
I block Kevin. Kevin in sales.
Oh,
screw
the worst.
That guy.
No, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that guy. Like, he is the worst.
You know, like, hey, dude.
Wait, enough. You better,
enough
hey,
already with the salmon
block,
for lunch.
You better not block snails, because then we ain't going to get no reads. Oh, wait.
Damn, it's just done.
We're definitely like coming back next time.
I'm pretty sure sales blocked us.
Oh, dude, I promise you, if I walk through sales right now at 10 o'clock, you think they'd ask me for identification or ask me who I'm trying to see?
Probably. You go there now, it looks like they're about to be checked into the boards by Alexander Barkov with all the plexiglass that's up.
So true. Such a like specific joke, but it's so true.
Yeah. Let's hit the ID here.
I like that joke.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
Block Cheez-It.
Wait.
You block Cheez-It?
You block Cheez-It?
Yeah.
What?
I blocked DirecTV.
That's the weirdest assortment of people I've ever. Direct. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's going on, guys?
We've had several interactions.
I think they blocked you, bro.
No, they blocked my signal all the time.
Somebody says Omar Kelly has me blocked. Yeah, he blocks a lot of people.
He don't block me because I keep it real. Like, I if you that sensitive, you know what I mean? That somebody attack one of your takes. Like, I'm good for you.
Somebody
good
says, Beast blocked me before. I had a few choice words to say to him after the DJ Williams thing. Then I got blocked.
We all did. We had to work with him for another 2 years.
Wait, he blocked you while you guys were doing
no,
the show?
No, he never. No, he would never block me. I retweet him too much. He likes the publicity.
You need it. You need those retweets.
Really?
Got a blue
wow.
check.
Wow.
What? Retweet from a blue check mark?
Wow.
What?
He would never. You feel a little good about yourself, huh? He'll never block me. He likes the retweets.
He does. I'm not saying anything that's not untrue.
Okay.
I'd say it to his face.
Hey, can I you know what? I'm thinking about this Odell Beckham thing.
Yep.
I'm wondering. Do we feel differently about Jarvis Landry right now?
I mean, I was always a big Jarvis Landry guy. I liked him.
No, I know, but that wasn't here. That wasn't the issue. The issue when his contract was up here was whether he should get the amount of money he was commanding.
Yep.
That was the issue. To play a slot receiver where he said, I can do other things. That's just the position you put me in. He goes to Cleveland and, well.
Yeah, he's been a baller.
Right. So looking at this team right now, how much of an impact would Jarvis Landry have made? Because he is, I say what you want about Jarvis Landry, he is the one thing that was consistent for this team when he was here and now for the Browns.
Yeah, I think
one dependable guy.
I think that he would. Yeah, I think he would
in that
been,
room.
I think he would have been. I think he would have been great for this team. But I mean, I'm kind of moved on. Like I haven't really missed Jarvis Landry. But yeah. I always thought that he got too harsh a rap from Dolphin fans. And especially, he was like the classic case of everybody fell for the media dump story after he left. Uh-huh. And I was like, it's such a classic case of Adam Gase like releasing all the dirty details of Jarvis Landry being a hothead in meetings and things like that. When really, we all knew if you guys had your eyes open. Now, a lot of you didn't. You were a bunch of ostriches with your heads buried in the sand. And you didn't want to admit that Adam Gase was a top bum. But I told you that he was a bridge dweller from the start. Dude doesn't even have heating in his house, all right? In Adam Gase's house, they warm the house with a flaming barrel.
Bum!
Because he's a bum.
Bum! You said he's sitting around a campfire before they go to bed?
That's right.
Just eats cans of beans for no reason.
Daddy, why do we have to live like this? We'll have millions of dollars.
Why does everybody have that accent?
Why is Todd the intern homeless?
And why does he have an English accent?
They're all just
by the way,
they're very confused why Papa Gase is making them like live like this.
Mr. Jada, Toby. Mr. Jada, I go.
Toby, you wanna be excited about some accents?
Yeah.
Well, the Ryder Cup is this week, and Padraig Harrington is the captain of the European team.
Oh yeah?
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, I like that.
Like you can barely like he's talking. And you kind of know what he's saying, but you don't. Like, yeah.
All right.
You got to pay attention.
We'll take a quick break. Surly Bastards are next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Maybe you're listening to Zaslow today, starting at 10 a.m. You're going to have a chance to win tickets to see 311 this Friday at the I Think Amphitheater in West Palm. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. It's in my neck of the woods up there, the I Think Amphitheater. So again, be listening to Zaslow today, 10 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see 311 this Friday at the I Think Amphitheater in West Palm. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. Check that on out. There's a little bit of an injury question going into this week, Leroy. So John Gruden is saying that Derek Carr is questionable for this week. Josh Jacobs for the Raiders is, quote, very questionable against the Miami Dolphins. So that'll be an interesting thing. Pro Football Talk says that John Gruden says that Derek Carr had an MRI on his ankle. And that Carr is questionable. He went down during Sunday's game with initially what looked like a serious play. It ended up not missing any action. But Josh Jacobs is very questionable. He also suffered an ankle and toe injury week one. He did not play against the Steelers. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch out for. I got to think that they're going to try. Derek Carr's going to try everything. Do you know who their backup is right now? Because Marcus Mariota's on IR.
I don't know. But I know.
Would you like to know who their backup is right now?
Do I know him?
Oh, you'll definitely know the name.
Okay.
Nathan Peterman.
Buffalo Nathan Peterman?
That's right.
Wow. All I know is I know the running back, he's been in, like, he plays, but he's in and out of almost every game because of his toe. And that's another thing. For running back, brutal.
Oh, I'm sure. Dr. Toboggan saying yesterday, Zaz went full Mad Dog Russo yesterday, telling some player to win a few ball games. Do you know anything about this, Marcos? Do you know if Zazla went full Mad Dog Russo yesterday? Because I would like to hear that.
I did hear him in his old school kind of style of like really hosing down.
Oh yeah.
But let me get the actual audio clip.
All right, we'll see if we can find it for later. I would love to hear if Zazla had to win a few ball games rant, but I want to get to this first. So. You know, the taunting thing has been a thing lately, Leroy. The taunting has been, they're out of control with the flagging people, right? Out of control with flagging people. Would you like to hear Bill Belichick's thoughts on the whole thing?
Yeah.
All right. Here is rat bastard Bill Belichick, once coached Leroy Horde and on the Cleveland Browns before he was a true rat bastard. This was before his rat.
Oh, no, they hated him in Cleveland.
Yeah. But I mean, that maybe they hated him in Cleveland, but I don't feel like he was at full rat bastard level yet at that point. Here is, but right now, A1 first ballot rat bastard Hall of Famer, Bill Belichick. Here's what he has to say on the taunting.
In general, I don't think there's a place for taunting in the game. I think that's poor sportsmanship, and it leads to other things. It leads to retaliation. And then, you know, where do you draw the line? And so I think the whole idea of the rule is to kind of nip it in the bud and not let it get started. And I'm in favor of that. I think that, you know, we should go out there and compete and try to play good football and win the game on the field. I don't think it's about taunting and poor sportsmanship. That's not really my idea of what good football is.
That's courtesy, by the way, of WEEI, the Murph, our sister station.
Look, I'm not a fan of taunting. I don't have a problem with you celebrating your achievements. But when it's – see, from a running back perspective, I'm never in a position where I can get you back. You see what I mean? So it's kind of I don't like it. However, if I dump truck you after you done walked over me when you tackle me, then it's all fair game.
I'm with you. I'm with
but
you.
But that's not – but is it really taunting, though? It's like if you celebrate dunking on somebody,
right?
You can celebrate it without going and getting in his face.
Yeah, I mean, if you mean you do the stare down and like when LeBron dunked on Jason Terry and stared him down and got a tech. I think honestly, if you kill a murder guy with a dunk like that, I think you should be allowed to do whatever you want.
Right.
I think you should be allowed to do whatever you want. Flex on him.
I think you have to, especially in, and this is going to sound old of me, but one of the things I hate about youth sports is that they're so caught up in celebrating that they don't realize they really haven't done anything. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to celebrate. Everybody wants to do this. Everybody wants to do that. So now you got guys who are getting blown out, score a touchdown. They want to celebrate and do their thing. So I do think there's a time and a place. But, yeah.
I think people are just like, also, it's like, they're getting, I think, just a little over the top. Like, I'm with you. There's got to be a line. Like, you know, you can't be doing the Al Blade Jr. double birds at
right.
Felipe but Franks.
Think about this. When you see it, you know it's excessive.
Right. Right. It feels like they're flagging stuff that's – they're being excessive on the flagging this year.
But here's the problem. Humans are stupid. Okay? And I'm including all of us. Because in order to make change, you have to almost be extreme so that you get a little movement the other way. Right?
Yeah.
So but instead of telling a guy, hey, that's too much, tone it down, instead of telling players that, maybe they tried that and it didn't work. Now you got to say, okay, we're flagging everything until you get to where it's okay.
But I would say this, though. Like, first of all, I think most people liked when the NFL kind of loosened up on the touchdown celebration rules because they were overly strict on it.
That's fun.
And then they kind of tapered it back, and everybody loves it. And, you know, we're in a social media day and age where that stuff gets a lot of attention. It's, I think, good for the game. Not that the NFL needs help with it. I mean, the NFL is already a monster in itself, but never hurts to get more eyeballs no matter what. How many times do we actually think taunting is going to lead to, like Bill Belichick said, can lead to retaliation?
It happens more than you think. It happens more than you think. One guy gets another guy's face. The other guy pushes. One guy pushes. It happens.
By the way, did you see that coach yesterday who got so fired up he headbutted his player with the helmet on?
They used to be
why are coaches?
The Eagles fullback. The Eagles fullback used to do it before every game, hit his head on somebody's helmet until it bled.
I recall
Richie,
what you're saying.
Richie.
I recall what you're saying. And then, of course, you had Big John Henderson on the Jaguars who made the trainer slap him until blood came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at Marcos? That's the thing.
We get it, guys. You're tough.
No. I don't get it.
Strange.
The guy,
like, I get hit enough in between slapped. The lines. I don't need some additional contact.
Yeah. He got slapped. And then if the trainer was being a wussy about it, he made him keep slapping him until blood came out of his mouth. And then he would run out all fired up.
He better be good.
Oh, no. Big John Henderson? Yeah. He was a monster.
Okay.
Monster.
He's allowed to do whatever he wants then.
Yeah, a big monster who you had
what
to make him bleed out of his mouth.
Marcos, he's the kind of dude that even if you didn't want to slap him,
he had to.
You slapped him because you didn't want him to do nothing to you for not
slapping. Right. Them's the rules. I don't know. I don't make them. Like, I would say though, it probably hurts to slap his head, you know, open hand slap on a guy with a head that big and a neck that big, like.
Till you reach blood too, that's like slaps.
Oh yeah,
blood is a long time.
Why do you want to? Blood tastes gross.
It does taste.
And plus, gross. You have a mouth guard in there. Like if you have
you a damn vampire, dude.
Well, I'm just saying, dude.
Mama blood.
You ever taste? You ever like a cut inside your cheek or maybe a floss a little too hard?
Dude, I split my lip from here to here.
All right, so you know it's gross tasting.
Not something I'd want on purpose.
Yeah, not me. Let's hear from this dum-dum. This is Rob Gronkowski. He was on the broadcast yesterday. He was so badly wanting to make a 69 joke, I could tell you. He was dying to, but he was on Manning Cast last night, which I love. I mean, I really do enjoy it with Peyton and Eli. They've really – I think they're only doing it for the first 3 weeks, I think is what they're doing. They got to keep it going. I would go to the bank if I was them. I would ask for whatever – and I don't know what the ratings are comparatively to the rest of Monday Night Football. I haven't looked that up. Like, what did Week 1 Manning Cast do? But I bet you this week was bigger because people probably heard how awesome it was in Week 1. And here was Rob Gronkowski. He was one of their guests. And he says he doesn't read the playbook.
My teammate Cam Bray just asked me the other day. He goes, Rob, I have a serious question. He goes, do you ever watch film? And I said, no, I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good.
I'm sorry, he doesn't watch film. Not that he doesn't read the playbook. He doesn't watch film. He'd also say later on that he would just ask Brady who's covering him. Because Brady is he basically just goes because he knows Brady is such a nut with watching film that he just goes to Brady and gets the cliff notes, Leroy.
Yeah, you get, you know, I would say when you play the same team over and over again and you know their guys, like it's just a matter of just going out and competing against them. But yeah, Gronk can get away with that. Everybody can.
Yeah, when you're bigger than
everybody
else.
Because Gronk is in a nice place where he can go on the football field and Gronk can just do Gronk.
Yeah, he also said on the broadcast, he says that he skips Friday practice because that's red zone day. And he goes, I don't need red zone practice. It's true. He doesn't.
Yep.
Monster.
I used to hate practice for this reason. For me, practice with pads on during the week was the farthest thing away from football that I would ever get. Because if I practiced like I played every week, I would never make it through a season. So it became difficult to go out there and show the coaches, you know, they want to see speed and they want to see power. And I'm like, I can't do this every week in practice. So I used to hate practice for that reason.
Guardian Outpost says that the ManningCast needs to be the main broadcast. Give them $500 million. Fire the other guys.
It's too technical.
I don't think they want to though.
I need more bleeps and grins.
I
need more shenanigans.
No, they got shenanigans because like they definitely they pulled Pat McAfee out of the Warwick. You always go to him for shenanigans at the in the second half. You need it from them, or you need it, or because I feel like you're gonna need to be guest reliant for. The Mannings.
No, I'm not talking about the Mannings.
Oh, the main broadcast.
I'm talking about the regular broadcast.
Because
it's too serious.
Lewis Riddick and they got Brian Greasy.
Too serious. Like Lewis wants to be the consummate professional in all environments.
Yeah, he's trying to be a GM.
Right. Well, he that's what he did.
Yeah.
So I need more like here. When I watch a game, I want the play-by-play and the analysts to be entertaining and informative. And if it's all informative, then my entertainment is not, you know, I might as well just watch the game. So I used to like, back in the day when they had Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and I can't think of the other guy's name.
The Juice?
No. It was another guy in there. And that's all they did was go back and forth, you know, while doing the game. And it was enjoyable.
Dr. Boggins says, bring back Bob Greasy. I would love Bob Greasy. If it was, they should bring in Bob Greasy for one Manning cast.
Oh, no.
But something good happened, Bob. I know.
Oh, no.
Mind you, that was after a game-winning field goal. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 7-9 of the Ticket.
What's that movie when the two dudes were models?
Zoolander?
That's what Tyler Hero looks like.
Somebody just sent us during the break a tweet, which is a cover of Tyler Hero on something called, is it Oda? I'm fashion is not my bag, man. I don't know exactly. I don't know what this what Oda magazine is. Do you have any idea, Marcos? Have you ever heard of Oda magazine?
No, that's actually out of my expertise.
I don't know. JFig, anything on Oda? Do you have any idea what Oda is? I have no idea. I've never heard of them before.
You know, no, I'm not good with fashion either.
I'm not good. It's not my bag. But anyway, Tyler Hero is on the cover of Oda magazine with what can only be described as the most electrifying sports coat and turtleneck I've ever seen in my life.
Zoolander.
He looks, I mean, he just looks absolutely incredible with Oda and whatever he's got going on there. And people want this to be our next bet. And I'm in.
I would love that.
And I'm in. I will definitely have the Tyler Hero electric blue sports coat. We will definitely have that as the next bet for whatever it comes to, whatever it is, football, whatever you want it to be.
I don't know, man. You're just going to end up looking way better than we anticipated.
Probably. Tyler, listen, it ended up backfiring on Leroy greatly because I looked fantastic in my Tyler Hero getup. It says on the Instagram post on Oda Magazine, Tyler Hero, point guard for the Miami Heat, dives deeper into his career, his admiration for the fashion world, and his pursuit of pushing his peers to be themselves and to be their own, no pun intended, hero. As the NBA continues to change and evolve in a new generation, Tyler Hero hopes to continue to make a difference and lead the impact that will make a lasting difference. When asked about the intersection between fashion and within the NBA circuit, Hero tells us that one of his biggest inspirations, quote, I think Dennis Rodman was, obviously a staple in the fashion world coming up through the 90s. That's before my time, but I feel like LeBron growing up was somebody that I looked up to for fashion. Everybody brings their own style, their own fashion sense to it. So a bunch of different athletes you see on social media bring their own fashion sense to it with unique and really wants to bring fashion together. I was about to say, I was like, Dennis Rodman. Like, what did you get inspired by him in The Last Dance, Tyler? Born in 2000.
I don't like his admiration for LeBron James. He likes LeBron.
He does like LeBron James. He does like LeBron. That's his favorite. He said LeBron's his favorite player.
He's still playing.
He's a good player. He is a good player. What would you want? You want him to lie? You want him to say, like, Allen Iverson? Allen Iverson was washed by the time Tyler Hero was watching basketball.
Yeah, I do want him to lie. I do.
I wish you would have gone back with the whole LeBron D Wade thing. I do wish you would have clarified that. I didn't like that, you know. And I do think, and I do appreciate Tony Fiorentino trying
correcting
to cover it up.
Him. Yeah, absolutely.
Tony Fiorentino's a real one.
He's
Let's
a pros
be honest.
Pro.
He's a pros pro. He's a Heat lifer, and so Tony going in there and cleaning things up. It's okay though. Listen, Tyler Hero looks fantastic. Looks swole as hell too in this jacket.
Oh,
looks absolutely,
goodness.
Absolutely swole. If you guys missed it earlier today, you guys missed, you know, Leroy and JFig piling on because there were some photos that came out on Kyle Lowry's of trainer's Instagram. And let me just tell you something. He looks good. I mean, he looks like he is ready for the revenge tour of all revenge tours. This is going to be at Leroy. This is going to be a special Heat season. I could already feel it in my bones. Did you see what he looked like? Well, obviously you did. I mean, we talked about this earlier in the beginning of today's show. But how good does he look? Gooseys.
He looks fit.
He looks good. Leroy. Like, he probably has to blow on his biceps because of all the smoke coming out of the gun show.
Oh, my goodness. Listen.
Look at that. I'm swole. The look of disgust now on JFig's face could only.
He's sporting.
It's not disgust.
It's disgust.
9 millimeter.
Still
he's
deadly.
He's got 9mm weapons.
Still deadly. It's gonna be big. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, he put out an open run video of Bam Adebayo dunking on some dude I've never seen. I don't know who that guy is. You know, he for all I know, he could be like Duncan Robinson's cousin. But whatever, he was in the Heat gym, and Bam, he put the poor bastard on a poster. It was really bad. Now what I need is I need jacked Kyle Lowry. I need him in the gym. That's what I need. Give me some more content, Heat. I am begging you. I am jonesing right now for Heat content. Whatever you can give me.
You know.
Whatever they can give
nothing,
me.
Not for nothing. You carried on with Hassan Whiteside with this too.
What are you talking about?
Guns and cut and swole and all that.
Oh, he did have guns. He did have guns.
You know,
he just unfortunately would rather take those guns and shoot them from the 3-point line. And, you know, there's a difference between not being able to shoot and not being allowed.
Know your role.
Dade South says, Tyler Hero weighs 10 more pounds than Jazz Chisholm Jr., and he's 6 inches taller.
I know.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true, Dade South. I think that you're making that up. And
okay.
And by the way, you're going by prior weigh-ins. Like, he hasn't been to the scale yet, all right? You don't get to judge Canelo Alvarez on what he weighed in against Billy Joe Saunders. All that matters is what did he weigh in against Caleb Plant, his next fight. So we'll see when Tyler Hero hits the scales.
You think he's over 200 pounds?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
205.
How do we find that? So what?
Do you know 6'5", 205, what that looks like?
It's going to look a lot bigger than it was last year because that's 15 pounds more.
195?
191.
Oh, my God.
191. By the way, I should update. We have a poll going on. I haven't promoted this enough because it's a very important question on today's show. And that was who wins an arm wrestling match between Bam Adebayo and Kyle Lowry? And the people need to know, Leroy, what the opinion would be of the people in this. And currently, and I'll retweet this right now, @Brendan_Tobin, if you guys want to vote on the poll. Right now, Bam Adebayo winning in a landslide, 82% of the vote. Huge. Like his guns.
By the way, that's just people picking the guy they like.
Really? Oh, so you think it's just a popularity contest or just because it doesn't jive with what you say?
It's a popularity contest.
I don't think it is. Listen, you had...
In most of these things, the bulldog will usually win. The guy who has more beef.
Yeah, but you're going again. It's like bulldog versus bulldog. One's just 6'9" and one is 6 foot.
It's not bulldog versus bulldog.
It's bulldog versus bulldog, dude. No. If anything, it's like bulldog versus Rottweiler.
It's like a mule against a racehorse.
Huh?
That's what it's like. That's the comparison.
Mule is a bum ass animal.
But it's strong, powerful.
They only said that to the mule to make it feel better. But really, if you had a horse, you'd rather have your work done on the farm by a horse. Trust me, I know this. I grew up on a farm. And
really? I don't think you want a racehorse pulling your little thing around.
You don't because you don't want it wasting its energy. But objectively, like if you did want to get your work done faster, you'd tie the wagon to the racehorse because it's a more it's a better
stupid.
Animal. No, dude, no, you sound stupid. So let me get this straight. Let me get no. I just want to let's just
you think that a Lamborghini can win a monster truck race?
That's not what you asked. Okay,
that's what you're comparing.
It would be like asking, if you could have a John Deere tractor or like an F-350. You're gonna take more horsepower,
right? Which is the mule?
No, he's not even a mule. Doesn't even have one horsepower.
Cause it's a mule. He's got mule power.
So stupid.
We have ruined this show.
That was a Toba joke for sure, Leroy. He's definitely rubbing off on you, bro. He's definitely rubbing off on you. He doesn't like to admit it.
Yeah, if Tobin said that, that's a -1. But, you know, I'm going to let that slide for you this time, Leroy.
Why does he not? Why does he get a slide on a minus one?
What? It's a mule power. I'm not sure. We're just gonna discuss it with the judges. We'll get back to you.
I don't like that. What does he get a pass for? That's not fair.
Judges, vote in the chat.
Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.